We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS with a K, the numeral 4, KIDS.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 a.m. to noon on The Score. Reasonable, level-headed, informed sports talk for your workday. Dan Bernstein.
It literally walked right up like, I stopped up the toilet. I can't find my aunt. Can you do an announcement? I don't know where she is.
Layla Rahimi.
Why are you guys customer service?
That's what we are. They think we're everything. Seriously. Like, they come up to us to solve all their problems. Somebody just watching film of that game would bench Eddie Jackson. Would bench him.
He's going to throw deep down the field. He's got Van Jefferson inside the Bear 20-yard line. No one touched him. Picks it up 10, 5, into the end zone with a touchdown.
Yeah, that's definitely a learning lesson to make sure you touch him when he's down.
Oh, really?
Once again, the line was attacked. We saw blitzing linebacker come in from the left side and nobody picked it up. And these are schematic concerns that we had the first 3 weeks in the preseason, talking about how the line blocks, who is going to adjust, who is going to move where, and what did we see? We saw Jason Peters move to pick up a blitzer because he knows the game at 39, and now he's injured too.
It's all a problem.
The Bernstein and Rahimi Show.
With Bernstein and really Mahimi.
Middays, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hear me out on this. Everybody wants the recorder bear down again. What if we mash it up with your impression of people from the auto show? Is that too much? Does the station implode?
It has to be accompanied by a video montage of a slideshow of Rick Camp's photos of them.
And the slideshows have to be star wipes, other bad wipes from video programs, maybe a clock. You know where it does the wipey with the clock?
Sure.
Circle wipe. And that's going to be our greatest day.
Producing on the fly. Love it. As we broadcast live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. On this Tuesday, some regular guests, including Craig Calcaterra at 10, Sage Rosenfels at 11, Paul Charchian at 11:25. We got the Midday Midway coming your way at 10:04 today. We got some White Sox talk as well. 312-644-6767 is the Score listener line, powered by BetQL. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. You email to Bernstein Rahimi at 670thescore.com. That's the place you go to listen live on the stream. 670thescore.com is where we stream. Your texting is in the text zone. Brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter's at Bernstein Rahimi. She's at Layla Rahimi. I'm at Dan_Bernstein. Make sure you download the Odyssey app to stream The Score on your mobile devices. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. Twitch is cool, too. That is twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. You can see us there right now on the Twitch stream. You can chat in the chat that goes on there that's moderated by Connor O'Donnell and Evan Thomas and Brian Gertsch. There's Jay Zawoski, our executive producer. There's Mike Rankin, who is on the board handling all the audio stuff that he does. And we always joke about this, and it happens. I promise you it's going to happen. You can't see these TVs that are up here on this wall because they're for us. And it's always on, like, either ESPN or one of the ESPNs, and then NFL Network is usually on this time of year.
I got to figure out what channel that is on these things.
And at some point during our first two segments, almost every show for the last, 2 months, there are talking heads of some various permutation. I don't know who anybody is. It's some, you know, some out-of-shape former player.
That's Stephen A. Smith. And that's Lamar Jackson. There's Keyshawn.
Well, there's going to be...
Speaking of out-of-shape former players.
There's going to be a line across the bottom that says, should the Bears start Justin Fields? Or
when is it the right time for the Bears to start Justin Fields? Because that's...
Wait, can you read the one right now in, like, image voice sound?
Is Jalen Hurts being disrespected?
That's... Man, that's a stretch, isn't it?
No. Next question.
The Eagles beat the Falcons 32-6. Who thinks Jalen Hurts is being disrespected?
And I can't watch muted Stephen A. Smith without imagining he's saying what was in the David Roth tweet.
You're strawmanning poll me about an actual discussion we had over RBIs and the skill of actually hitting. And here's this question on ESPN right now.
P.F. Chang's waiter recites specials. Stephen A. Smith, to me, that's preposterous. Crab Rangoon, things of that nature.
Things of that nature is such a good phrase.
I got to keep my eyes on that.
Okay.
And then they'll just debate just the national narrative of the Bears and Justin Fields. And here, the local narrative is, the Bears may be really bad.
So I told you I've done a couple of various, like, you do appearances here and there, you know, for X and Y radio station or TV station.
Right.
And I did one for NBC Sports Edge, which is their wagertainment arm that they have, because one of my buddies is a producer there. We were talking about the Bears, and we mentioned all the defensive. It was the same thing. It's like the national reputation is the Bears have a good defense, and we're trying to figure out who's the quarterback. And I'm like, not so fast, kids.
Right.
And this is before the Rams game. And I said, here's the secondary concern. You know, they're depending on a second-year corner and Jalen Johnson to anchor that now with Kyle Fuller being out. And then Eddie Goldman, we didn't know what his health was going to be going into game one. They don't have a nickel corner. The linebacking core issues speak for themselves. Eddie Jackson, Danny Trevathan's health. So after the discussion, the guy said to me off, we're chatting after the shoot was over, and they're like, man, that has me really worried about the Bears. And I'm like, yes, you should be, actually.
If you're thinking about what's actually going on with them. Well, on Good Morning Football, Kyle Brandt on NFL Network, who is a Princeton-educated Chicago guy, obviously the Bears are still close to his heart.
He's a lovable meatball for us.
He won't let his opinion on Justin Fields go. He is of kindred spirit. I mean, I don't know that he's quite taken it to Danny Parkin's levels where it's making him root against the Bears or root for the Bears to lose. I think he's more where I am, that you sort of blithely hope for the best and hope that they come to their senses. But every once in a while, he gets back to this because, like a lot of us, he doesn't quite get it.
Here's my problem with this. Nagy knows more about quarterbacks than most people in the world. He knows more about this situation than everyone in the world. I can't tell him what to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm really done with some of the storylines that were getting screamed and bellowed on national TV last night by some people I really respect. We need to move on from this. You have to take him and wait. And people are still talking about Aaron Rodgers waited 16 years ago. There's still Tom Brady waited 21 years ago. Patrick Mahomes waited. Patrick Mahomes would have been just fine. I'm actually starting to think the Chiefs might have cost themselves a Super Bowl run by benching him that year. I'm not even kidding.
I like that.
You can bring up those names. That's fine. Bring them up. But just don't forget there is a whole other species of names in this Justin Fields thing that I'd like to bring up right now. Thomas mentioned one of them this segment. Roll it. What do you say to these guys, everyone who's saying Rodgers, Mahomes? You're going to bench Cam Newton as a rookie? It would have been ridiculous. He was a sensation.
Jimmy Clausen.
Over there. Are you going to start Jimmy Clausen? No. Russell Wilson, right out of the gate. But you got to wait. No. Russell Wilson had it. You play him. Deshaun Watson had a way to half to get on. Stupidest half the Texans have ever had to not play Deshaun Watson. You want another one? How about this maniac last year? Best rookie season by a quarterback ever. Only got on the field because of a crazy medical mishap. We don't know what would have happened. And now you're going to say you have to wait Justin Fields? I think you have one of those guys. Because Justin Fields is not small program, didn't play, opted. No. He played the biggest college football you could play. He dominated in every category, best competition you could play. He was teammates with Chase Young and played against him in practice. And yet he sits. And we got Trey Lance playing. We got Lawrence. We got Wilson out of BYU is starting in the New York media market. And this guy can't play. Why do they get to play with their toys and the Bears don't? I'm waiting for a reason, and I haven't heard one. I think you're messing this up. And I think you're sitting Cam Newton and Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson. And I think you got to let him go.
Boom.
Yeah, love him.
I do too. I appreciate the enthusiasm. And he's onto something, by the way, about that Zach Wilson situation. But the difference is none of them decided to pay a dude $10 million for one season before they got the other dude.
Correct. But that is a sunk cost. You're not getting any of that money back.
Nope.
Make your team better.
If there's one team who should be okay with sunk costs, it should be your Chicago Bears.
I just got this email from a publicist who was all excited.
I thought you were going to say Stonecutter.
No, this is a publicist from a marketing company who's been sending me emails, very excited that today at 1 o'clock Central, they want to invite me to go to the Mariano's Vernon Hills. Eddie Jackson was there for a media-only press event to celebrate his cereal. He has a cereal called BoJack's, and BoJack's cereal is making its debut, and he was going to have a special photo opportunity.
Does it soften without touching it, too?
There you go. And this is in the Vernon Hills Mariano's. And now this note says, I do apologize, but Eddie's schedule has shifted due to team obligations, and we will be rescheduling this event. We will update you as soon as we have confirmed the new date and time. So his appearance to roll out his cereal is now delayed indefinitely.
I got this too, and I've been using it to try to book him for the show. And most of my requests are just met with more information about the event.
Awkward.
Eddie, what are you doing?
See, that's good PR, though, because I'd be like, cereal is something you put in milk, and occasionally you eat it on your own. And if it's the right box of cereal, you find that you ate the entire box, and then you wonder what happened with your life.
That's like the Drew Rosenhaus Burger King interview you had to do. Was that your show?
That was us, and that's when the king gave me the double bird.
You got flipped off by the king?
By the Burger King, because I kept saying, I said, man, you're just damn creepy. I said, you are creeping me out, man. I don't know what the deal is. I had a college professor, and it was a wonderful class called Horror and the Uncanny, and we spent a part of it talking about the horror of clowns throughout various media. And he gave the psychological reason for why clowns can be scary. And he says it's the idea of fixed glee. When you see someone smiling like that, or something smiling like that, and you didn't see the smile occur, and you don't know why, that there is a psychological disconnect. Like he said, try walking down the street with a huge smile on your face and look at the reactions that you get, where there's just something about fixed glee that is inherently disturbing. And the king, the Burger King, had that look, like that grin. And I said, you're just creeping me out. I can't even look at you. And he started flipping me off with one hand, then he gave me the double bird. And it was all live.
That's precious. I'm also laughing because it reminds me of a class I took in college in sociology regarding mores and taboos. And they said, you talk about just walking down the street with a big smile on your face. And I did the opposite where they, not opposite, but they had one where they said, try standing in an elevator and just facing everybody, because everybody stands the same direction in an elevator. Just do the opposite. Just stand and look at everyone. And I did it for like a second and a half, and then it got weird. We have some breaking news here, don't we?
We do.
Breaking news is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Privacy is protected online for free with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. Yeah. Jay just walked this in. And guess what's happening?
What? Everything?
Well, Tim Anderson's back. White Sox reinstated him from the 10-day injured list. Lucas Giolito reinstated from the 10-day injured list. Zach Collins recalled from Charlotte. Andrew Vaughn is on the 10-day injured list, retroactive to September 10th with lower back inflammation.
That's rest. That's phantom DL rest.
Yeah, you don't want to hear about a young guy having lower back issues. Optioned infield Danny Mendick to Charlotte. Optioned Seve Zavala to Charlotte.
Okay.
Spending an option on dues in September.
All right. Okay, that's fine. I'm not going to get overly worked up. Happy Tim Anderson's feeling better. Happy Lucas Giolito's feeling better. And I guess we'll leave it at that.
Cereal is a substance you put in milk and eat for breakfast. No, I'm just kidding. That does stink.
That's not breaking news.
That his press availability didn't happen.
Do you think he just didn't want to?
I don't blame him. And I like the idea of athlete cereals, by the way. Like, do you remember Rizzo's?
Oh, yeah.
I think those are silly and fun.
They were on clearance at My Jewel. Like, they couldn't give those things away. Like, the moment the bloom was off that rose, like, hey, on the way out, you want a free box of Rizzo's? Like, I'm good.
I still love the Wheaties box. That's just me.
Ovids.
Damn it, Jay.
Sorry. No, I'm not. Screw that. I'm not sorry.
I'm going to miss you.
Matt Nagy was asked a question he couldn't answer yesterday, and he also answered a question in a way that we can't explain. So we got to do all that next on The Score.
Anger.
Throughout football season, trust The Score for the most in-depth Bears coverage around.
Breaking Bears news.
And your reaction to every game.
The best thing about being a Bears fan is Monday morning and 670s with Score.
The Bears, every year, somehow find a way to make something fun unfun.
This is Chicago's home for Bears fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score. An Odyssey Station.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I haven't talked to Eddie or T. Gip yet, but I know what those guys are about. I know how much they care. And it's not about gray space for them. It's not about being nonchalant. That's not what this is. It's for them just to next time they get in that situation, just be more aggressive and make sure that they touch them down. And, you know, once they put that together, they make a play on it and they're able to make sure that he is down and there is no touchdown. But it's a learning tool for them. And I know that they'll fix it and they'll be better for it.
What?
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
No.
What?
No. No, that is not how this works.
Wait.
No.
I have not talked to them.
It happened during
that.
A game where you can speak to somebody. Or did Hub Arkish have a point when he said that you're too lost in your play sheet rather than being a head coach?
Maybe that informed it. The idea of hiding in the play card, you know, next play, next play, next play, when you can go down and look at your veteran safeties and say, what the hell is wrong with you? Get your head out of your ass.
I haven't talked to Eddie or T. Gip yet.
This was yesterday afternoon.
That was yesterday afternoon. So he hadn't talked to them during the game, immediately after the game, on a 4-hour flight back.
How,
or the next day at the practice facility to that point.
How in the world do you let that go on that long? This is not a one-time occurrence. Do not treat it as such. This is continuous in a pattern of behavior that had everyone calling him out by name immediately after the game and during.
And don't other players want to see coaching occur? Don't other players want to know that there is some actual accountability? That was a theme of some of this coordinated Tribune reporting today, where Biggs is actually saying, I'm trying to figure out, what do they know? What are they seeing? What's really going on? Because they were saying that it's enough of the buzzwords. There has to be actual accountability. And this speaks to your understandable, righteous anger here that's what we're talking about. Is in the moment or shortly thereafter, you see the positional coach screaming at Jeff Okuda, who now is out for the year with an Achilles injury. But I mean, like, they're on the sideline. Other than Nagy's response to Cody Parkey after the Today Show incident, and other than.
And that was after the Today Show. That right. Wasn't after a game either. We saw his face, though.
I don't need red face screaming
embarrassment stuff for the point of embarrassing somebody.
We're all adults here.
But just, you know, knowing and say, hey, that can't happen. That's not okay. Can't happen.
But where is the accountability? I'd love to play for the Bears, too, if I knew I could get away with what's happened over the last year and a half with that and that performance, and then know that I'm not going to get talked to 36 hours later. Okay, not 36, but still.
We've reached the point, by the way, as I look at this screen, impact of Bears QB situation on locker room. So we've gotten to that.
I have to say it that you have to too. Say it in big voice guy now. So the other thing is
that's cheesy, like puker big voice guy too.
But it's Steve-O in the bucket is what it is.
Yeah.
Which
impact on the locker room.
Featuring colors like skillet, panini press, and blender,
and tagine.
I'm going to get some wide stitch jeans. They're going to have horseshoes on the back with rhinestone pockets. And then I'm going to tell you about how coaches should yell at players.
That's panini press.
I don't know where I'm going with this.
George Foreman grill.
Cargo shorts are back. Let's celebrate it. Because ladies, you can't bring any purses into the United Center. We don't want that. Wear cargo pants like everybody else.
Your cheesy big voice guy is better than mine.
I'm just still upset about the United Center bag policy, as I should be. And I'm even more upset about the situation going on with Eddie Jackson. And here's the problem is if you're lying to us, Matt Nagy, it looks worse.
That was my question. Is it possible? Of course he's spoken to him. He doesn't want to embarrass him and he's just covering for him.
Why? What good has that done?
I don't know.
Somebody has to say something. And you know what I immediately thought of, too, when I heard Nagy say that? Is I remember a press conference in the good old days of 2018 when your shovel passes worked and we had Santa sleigh and everybody's soups happy and it was the first year of your lovely offense. And he said he was tested. He said players tested him and he had to have this dark side come out. And I appreciated the transparency and the idea of how athletes will test coaches. You have to establish presence in a locker room. As we know, some crazy things occur in there. There is some sort of, I don't know if you want to call it pecking order, but you have to establish who you're going to be and how much they're going to test you. And Nagy said, oh yeah, I've got a dark side. And he talked about that, like players testing him. And it was really transparent. It was really informational. And it did affect how I looked at Nagy as a coach moving forward. And that's why this is so shocking to me.
And as we discuss his various responsibilities as head coach slash coordinator, I think we should go back and listen to an exchange here. Dave Wannstedt and Alex Brown on the football after show on NBC Sports Chicago, where Alex Brown was commenting on how Nagy appeared after the game. And that was the jumping off point for some of exactly what we're talking about right now.
You would have thought, if I didn't know the score, I would have thought they won the game.
He executed his call?
He had a grin on his face.
A good call.
He was like, he seemed like he was in a good mood. You got beat 34-14. Mm-hmm. Somebody need to remind him that this is about winning now. You got to win. And that's not a win. That wasn't even – he's in a downtrend right now as far as points that he scores in a game. I mean, he scored 14 points.
Yeah, I think he's trying to be positive. I mean, he's – you know, he – and I don't want to spin it the wrong way, you know, but we got to go back to last year. I don't ever remember a situation in the NFL or maybe even in college where the head coach gave up his play calling to an assistant, right? Mm-hmm. For the good of the team. And then he took it back and they went out today and they did run the ball and Dalton didn't turn the ball over. He had that one deflected pass, but for the most part, he played pretty good. And then when Justin went in, so I think Matt right now is a play caller. I think his mindset is wrapped around the offense. And they did some good things today. I mean, I really believe that. So, I mean, he's got to take a breath and sit back and say, what do we do on offense? What do we do on special teams? We can't give up, you know, a 60-yard touchdown. I mean, so I think right now he's just focused. The reaction is where the offense is.
They scored 14 points. How happy can you be?
Well, they felt good about that play on 4th and 15, you know, when they could have kicked a field goal, which is a special teams decision, or also then thereby making it a defensive decision by relying on your defense potentially. But no, none of those things were done. Is it all about the offense? Not talking to Eddie Jackson might indicate that.
Maybe. And not understanding how he can explain why Andy Dalton gives them things that Justin Fields doesn't, because he couldn't explain it.
Because maybe he's covering for Ryan Pace.
Didn't have to.
But at what point if Ryan Pace is the football guy, when does Matt Nagy get to be the on-the-field guy?
This is James and Lake in the Hills on the Score.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about kind of the dysfunction, I guess, because, it starts with Pace up at the top with giving up a lot of draft picks. I have no problem with him moving up to get Fields at all. But kind of just years prior with, not getting those first-round picks and, trying to at least have some semblance of an offensive line that's better than what we got.
What's your question?
My question, I guess, would be why are we going to start Justin Fields week 4, with a third-string left tackle?
I think you start him right now. I don't think you wait for week 4.
No, I know. I think they should start him right now, but my fear is that they start him and he turns out to be really good, and then all of a sudden now we're talking about another year of Nagy and Pace, and
you can't live like that. You can't live like that. You can't live like, oh, they got this guy, and what if he's good? And now if he's good, they're going to keep a guy I don't think is good. You can't be in that headspace. I don't necessarily think it's connected. I think he could be good and you could get a new coach because he's good.
I think the Bears' track record, though, doesn't indicate that.
I don't know what it indicates under George McCaskey, because I don't know who's responsible for what. Because Ryan Pace goes out of his way to blur all the lines, because everybody's responsible for everything, from Virginia McCaskey down to the lowest scout. We don't know who runs the team.
He gives away his power. And in doing so, has a lack of confidence. And also in doing so, leaves it to us to set the narratives.
That's right. And that's kind of what we're doing. And we'll have to continue to do so based on each next outcome data point.
And then it leaves Matt Nagy in a bad position. The more he speaks, the more accurate everything is. Whether or not it's comfortable, it's fine. Because you know what? The loss on Sunday wasn't comfortable either. And neither is the idea of him not talking to Eddie Jackson even during the game. That is a basic, basic rule. If a guy's down, you touch him. He's not a rookie. He's certainly not getting paid like one. Thanks, Ryan Pace.
We haven't talked baseball in a while, so we're going to do that next. We'll switch gears and check in with Craig Calcaterra and do a little baseball reset with him next on The Score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.